Hello and welcome to ZF1 Amateur Podcast, hosted by me, Humra Ruth. I hope you're doing well. I hope life is going just as well as you'd like it to. But if for one reason or another it is not, I always say take it to the Lord Yahweh in prayer, and hopefully some Formula One will cheer you up. Welcome to today's episode, which is about the Mexico City Grand Prix. Now, for 60 years, Formula One has held Grand Prix in Mexico, and this year was no different. The Formula One Gran Premio de la Ciudad de México was held over the weekend at the Autódromo Hermanos Rodríguez circuit. Please bear with me, I am not fluent in Spanish at all. Now, the iconic circuit, named after two racing drivers who are brothers, Ricardo and Pedro Rodriguez, is one of the fastest on the calendar, with drivers being able to attain speeds of up to 328 kilometers per hour, which is about 204 miles per hour. It has a length of 4.303 kilometers, that's about 2.674 miles, and 17 tons. The average race distance covered is 305.354 kilometers, about 189 miles, and the number of laps done here is 71. Now, last year, Max Verstappen won the race ahead of Lewis Hamilton and Mexican driver Sergio Perez, who finished in third place. The year before that, Valtteri Bottas set the lap record, which was a 1:17.774, if I am not mistaken. Now, quickly on to the practice session. During the first practice session, Max Verstappen, Alex Albon and Sergio Perez were the fastest three drivers of the session. Fernando Alonso and Lando Norris struggled with the curbs at turn 12, while Joe Guanyu almost got a tire puncture from debris on the track. Five rookie drivers also participated in this session in place of Formula One drivers. Oliver Bearman from Ferrari made his Formula One debut by replacing Kevin Magnussen in the session. Jack Doohan replaced Pierre Gasly at Alpine. Frederic Vesti debuted in Formula One by sitting in for George Russell at Mercedes. Formula Two champion, whose name I really do not know how to pronounce, but it is Theo Pochari, replaced Valtteri Bottas during the session. And lastly, another name I don't know how to pronounce, Isaac Hadja sat in for Yuki Tsunoda at AlphaTauri. During their second practice session, Max Verstappen, Lando Norris and Charles Leclerc were the three fastest drivers on the track. Fernando Alonso lost his rear and spun his car around. Logan Sargeant missed a turn and hit the bollard. Nico Hülkenberg drifted at turn 7, while both Valtteri Bottas and George Russell had lockups. The top three fastest drivers of the third practice session were Max Verstappen, Alex Albon and Sergio Perez. Now, Valtteri Bottas drifted at turn 10 during the session, while Pierre Gasly spun at turn 12 and Yuki Tsunoda ran wide at that same turn 12. Lastly, Kevin Magnussen had an issue with one of his wheels that had to be fixed, thus cutting down on his practice time. Now, quickly on to qualifying. At the start of the first quarter, Kevin Magnussen and Pierre Gasly were the first drivers out on track, while Esteban Ocon was the last driver out, joining with less than 11 minutes left in the session. Logan Sargeant had his lap times deleted for exceeding track limits. Max Verstappen, George Russell and Fernando Alonso were noted by the stewards for impeding at the pit lane exit. And yellow flags were raised in Sector 1 after Fernando Alonso spun around at Turn 3. Lastly, Lewis Hamilton and Logan Sargeant were noted by the stewards for not slowing down under the yellow flags. During the second quarter, the Red Bull drivers were the first drivers out on the track on fresh soft tyres, while Pierre Gasly, Fernando Alonso, Charles Leclerc, Yuki Tsunoda and Carlos Sainz were among the drivers that came out on new tyres. Alex Albon had his lap times deleted for exceeding track limits at turn 2, and this dropped him to P14, but it promoted Joe Guanyu to P10. Here are the qualifying results. Charles Leclerc qualified in pole position ahead of Carlos Sainz Jr., Max Verstappen, Daniel Ricciardo, Sergio Perez, Lewis Hamilton, Oscar Piastri, George Russell, Valtteri Bottas and Zhou Guanyu, who qualified in 10th place. In 11th place was Pierre Gasly, ahead of Nico Hülkenberg, Fernando Alonso, Alex Albon, Yuki Tsunoda, who did not finish, Esteban Ocon, Kevin Magnussen, Lance Stroll, Lando Norris and Logan Sargeant, who also did not finish but qualified in 20th place. On to the race. Lance Stroll started the race from the pit lane, while Logan Sargeant and Yuki Tsunoda received penalties and started in P19 and P18 respectively. Sargeant was penalized for overtaking under the yellow flags during the practice session, while Yuki Tsunoda received a penalty for taking on new engine components that were more than those allowed. At the start of the race, before making it to the first stand, Verstappen had already positioned himself between the two Ferrari drivers. He moved ahead of Sainz and started going wheel to wheel with Leclerc. Now, within a few moments, Perez had positioned himself beside Leclerc, leaving the Ferrari driver sandwiched between the two Red Bulls. As Perez tried to make it to the first turn, he and Leclerc made contact. Both cars ended up on the gravel. Leclerc managed to rejoin the race in first place, although he had gained the position while exceeding track limits, while Perez was stranded on the gravel. Eventually, Perez dropped to 20th place on the grid, while Leclerc gave back first place to Max Verstappen. Perez retired from the race on lap 2. By lap 25, his teammate Verstappen, who had pitted earlier on in the race, was running in third place behind the Ferraris of Sainz, who was in second place, and Leclerc, who was in the lead. On lap 29, Verstappen passed Sainz for second place, and on lap 32, he took the race lead when Leclerc pitted in the race. Leclerc rejoined the race in second place ahead of Lewis. Now, on that same lap, Kevin Magnussen in the Haas, who was running in 16th place, ran wide on the curbs at the final corner, but managed to maintain his place on the grid. In fact, he defended himself from, I believe, Logan Sargeant. However, on the following lap, he hit the barriers at turn 8 after losing his rear. He retired from the race that was then red flagged. Eventually, the race was restarted on lap 36 with Max leading Leclerc and the rest of the drivers on the track. On lap 40, Lewis Hamilton went wheel to wheel with Leclerc and overtook him for second place. 8 laps later, Alonso retired from the race, becoming the third DNF of the Grand Prix. On the following lap, on lap 49, Yuki Tsunoda, who was in 8th place, and Oscar Piastri, who was in 7th place, made contact. Now, this was a result of Yuki Tsunoda trying to overtake Piastri. Tsunoda spun around and dropped to 16th place on the grid, while Piastri maintained his position. Later on, because Piastri's pace was half a second slower than his teammate Lando Norris, on lap 56, the McLaren drivers were asked to switch places. Piastri dropped to 8th place, I believe, on the grid, while Lando Norris moved up to 7th place. On lap 60, into turn 5, Lando Norris overtook Daniel Ricciardo for 6th place. 7 laps later, on lap 67, he overtook George Russell for 5th place. Now, moments later, Lance Stroll spun around, I believe at turn 13, after making contact with Valtteri Bottas. Stroll eventually retired from the race and Max Verstappen went on to win the race. And so here are your race results. Max Verstappen won the race ahead of Lewis Hamilton. Lewis also took home the fastest lap of the race. Charles Leclerc in third place. Carlos Sainz in fourth place. Lando Norris in fifth place. George Russell in fifth place. Daniel Ricciardo in sixth place. Oscar Piastri in seventh. Albon in eighth. And Ocon in ninth. I believe I have read that wrong, but those are 10 drivers that I just read out to you. Pierre Gasly finished the race in 11th place ahead of Tsunoda, Hülkenberg, Zhou Guanyu, Valtteri Bottas, who finished in 15th place. Now, there were 5 drivers that did not finish the race, and those were Logan Sargeant, Lance Stroll, Fernando Alonso, Kevin Magnussen, and Sergio Perez. I hope you enjoyed my quick review of the just concluded Mexican Grand Prix. Remember, if you'd love to connect with me, please do not hesitate. You can find my motorsports content on my website, www.zehumura.com. That is spelled as ZEHUMURA.com. Or you can find me on LinkedIn. My profile is Mbabazi Humura Ruth. Mbabazi is spelled as MBABAZI. Humura is HUMURA. Ruth is RUTH. And on Instagram, my handle is @Humura_Ruth. On Twitter, my handle is @HumuraRuth. Thank you so much for listening in. I will see you next time we go racing in Las Vegas.